Despite rising COVID-19 case numbers across Alberta, the province will not require Albertans to show proof of vaccination to access events, businesses, or services. To be clear, the Alberta government has not and will not mandate a so-called vaccine passport for domestic use, said Health Minister Tyler Chandro said on Thursday, August 26, in a post to social media. The province will, however, be updating the My Health Records website to include a printable, conveniently sized proof of a COVID-19 vaccination paper card for St. Albertans and Albertans alike to be used both domestically and for international travel. Chandro made the social media post announcement in response to questions about proof of vaccination and vaccination cards, and criticisms over the way the hand-signed vaccination papers from Alberta Health Services may look to other jurisdictions. The Minister of Health's office forwarded inquiries about vaccine passports in BC and certain Alberta venues to the Alberta Health's Director of Communications and Public Engagement, Chris Bordeaux. Bordeaux said the province is working to streamline this process to further enable people who may have limited access to My Health Records to receive their vaccination records. Every Albertan, upon being vaccinated, received a paper copy record of their vaccination. This record will work both for domestic and international travel purposes, said Bordeaux in an email. If an Albertan no longer has their paper copy record, they can sign up for My Health Records to access their vaccination records to use digitally or to print out a hard copy, said Bordeaux. If digital access is not an option, Bordeaux recommends people contact the pharmacy or doctor's office they received a vaccine at, or if they received a vaccine through Oz to contact one of the 141 Oz public health clinics throughout the province. On August 23, the BC provincial government announced they will be requiring individuals born in 2009 and earlier to provide evidence of at least one dose of COVID immunization to attend a range of social, recreational, and discretionary events and businesses after September 13 and will be required to be fully vaccinated by October 24. Businesses and events which will require proof of vaccination include indoor ticketed events such as concerts and sporting events, indoor and outdoor dining at restaurants, pubs, and bars, nightclubs, casinos, and movies theaters, all recreational facilities, such as pools and gyms, and classes and activities, such as pottery and art. Anyone getting married in BC or attending a wedding will also require proof of vaccination, along with other indoor organized gatherings such as parties, conferences, meetings, and workshops. Post-secondary students living on campus must be partially vaccinated by September 7. The regulations are in place until January 31, 2022, but may be extended if necessary. In an August 24 press statement, the Oilers Entertainment Group also announced vaccine requirements. For the Oilers' first preseason hockey game on September 28, fans aged 12 and up will be required to show proof of full COVID-19 vaccination at least 14 days before the day of attendance or a negative COVID-19 test taken within 48 hours of the scheduled start time. AEG Presents, a major live music and event company, will also be implementing a vaccine policy to take effect October 1 for concert-goers, while Ticketmaster is stating certain event organizers are opting for entry requirements. Both the BC government and Oilers Group said the reason behind the move is to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Read more from stalberttoday.ca.